At a Farbrengen, the Rebbe spoke about the days of Chanukah as an opportune time to increase in Torah and Mitzvahs, since the Nes was related to Ruchniyistika matters, allowing the Yidden to learn Torah and keep Mitzvahs. This is especially so with regard to adding in Yiras Shemayim, which is the purpose of Torah and Mitzvahs, and particularly what the Yevonim were opposed to. In the household of the Tzaddik Reb David of Tolna, Hadlokas Neiris was a special event. The menorah was made of gold and was an elaborate piece of artistic craftsmanship. His chassidim would gather in his house with excitement, and the air was soon filled with nigunim. One year, on the first night of Chanukah, when the tzaddik was ready to light the menorah, he turned to one of his chassidim and said, "Your wife is short, isn't she? When you want to speak to her, what do? Do you bend over towards her, or does she raise herself up to your height?" Without waiting for an answer, he recited the brachas and lit the menorah. Needless to say, the chassid was puzzled, as everyone else who was there. At the time, Reb David's great-nephew, the tzaddik Reb Mordechai Dov of Horensteipel, was staying at his home. When he saw how confused the chassidim were, he said, "I will explain to you what my holy great-uncle said. As you know, the Gemara says, the Shekhinah has never descended lower than 10 tefachim from the ground. An exception to this rule is the menorah on Chanukah, whose place is ideally required to be lower than 10 tefachim. The Shekhinah on this occasion does descend lower than 10. The Arizal writes that this is the Soyd of the Gemara. If your wife is short, bend over and whisper to her." This was what the Tzaddik meant. The next evening, at the time of Hadlokas Neiris, Reb David again made some puzzling comment to one of his chassidim. Immediately, though he had not been told of the previous night's explanation, he turned to Mordechai Dov and said, "This time, you will not understand as you did yesterday." There was once a man whose mind was severely troubled by constant thoughts involving disbelief and avodah zarah. He went to a certain tzaddik in search of a remedy, but he was told, "I cannot help you, young man. I would advise you, however, to pay a visit to the tzaddik Reb Shloima of Karlin. He will help you." The man promptly took his problem to Reb Shloima, whom he found reciting psukim from Tilim, as was his minog, while lighting the menorah. When the tzaddik came to the pasuk, "Vayifrekeinu mitzareinu ki le'olam chastoi," and he delivered us from our oppressors, for his kindness is everlasting, he slapped his visitor on the shoulder and said, "Do you believe that Hashem can deliver a man from every tumah and from every mitzrayim? For mitzrayim also implies mitzorim, the restraints and limitations suffered by the neshama in a body." At that moment, the man was free of all his disturbing imaginings, and he left a new man. The mochama of the Yevonim was aimed to lehashkicham teirasecho ulhaaviram mechukei ritzeinecho, make them forget your Torah and go against the decrees of your will. As a Medrash puts it, the Yevonim demanded, "Write that you have no chelek in Elokei Yisrael." It was a war against Hashem. "Let them study Torah," the Greeks implied. "Let them practice the Mishpatim, Mitzvahs, and Eidos. But they must not mention that the Torah is Hashem's Torah and the Mitzvahs are the decree of His will. Torah and Mitzvahs must be severed from Gatzlichkeit." In the time of the Yevonim, the Averis of the Yidden were befriending and socializing with the Yevonim, studying their culture, being Mechalel Shabbos and Yom Tov, eating Treif, and not observing Yiddish Tahara. The punishment was the spiritual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, death and slavery in Golos. Through Tshuva and Mesiras Nefesh came the great Getelcha wondrous Yeshua, the miracle of Chanukah. In a Sicha, the Rebbe explained how the goal of the Yevonim and the Misyavnim was to remove the separation that exists between Yidden and Goyim, educating children to be similar to other nations. This is worse than Gzeiras on Torah Mitzvahs, because its effect remains even after the Gzeirah is over. It begins with something small, where one lights up the way for a child with oil that is contaminated with Goyishkeit, claiming that the light itself is the same. When one is mechanech children improperly drawing light from a source which is not tahor, this leads a child to become a misyavin, rachmano litzlan. The lesson from Chanukah is that when lighting up Yiddish homes, one must use only pure Yiddish light, uncontaminated by any goyishkeit. By doing so with mesiras nefesh, not giving in to the majority who also appear to be stronger, we will be victorious, for Hashem is on our side. In a sicha to the children, the Rebbe spoke of the Milchames HaYevonim in our times. During the time of Chanukah, the Chashmonaim withstood a tremendous nesoyin, challenge, battling a huge, mighty army with Mesiras Nefesh. Today the nesoyinus are not difficult, but are of a different nature. The Yetzirah comes to a child, telling him to spend his time playing games as others around him are, causing him to forget to learn Torah, or to eat a candy which others are eating, even though the kashrus of the candy is uncertain. He must act strongly with Mesiras Nefesh, no matter how exciting or enticing it is, and then he will certainly be victorious. Since the primary Nates of Chanukah was a Ruchnistika one, ending the Xeris of the Yevanim against observing Yiddishkeit and offering Karbonis, we commemorate it in a Ruchnistika way by saying Hallel and praising Hashem. However, it is also customary to increase in Sudas during Chanukah to remember the Nates of winning the war and the completion of the Mishkan and Chofei Kislev. During these Sudas, one should sing praise to Hashem about the Nisim that he did, thus making it a Sudas Mitzvah. It was customary for the Tzemach Tzedek to have a sort of farbringen on one of the evenings of Chanukah with his family, including his daughters-in-law. This was called Latke's Avent, Latke's Evening. This was also the practice of the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe. Among the stories the Rebbe told at this Suda were some which were widely talked about every Chanukah, though they had been discussed the year before. The Rebbe Rashab would also set aside time to speak to the children. After kindling the Chanukah licht, the Rebbe Rashab would sit near the licht for half an hour and learn at a slight distance not to benefit from its light. He would learn Gemara, not necessarily about Chanukah, rather wherever he was holding in his Seder Hashas. This is related to the special connection of Torah to light, and is a hirah for every person to increase in learning during the days of Chanukah. Once, by Hadlokas HaNeiris, the Rebbe Marash told the Rebbe Rashab, "We must listen to what the licht are telling us." There is a minhag to give Chanukah gelt to children, and the Rebbe Rashab would give Chanukah gelt on the fourth or fifth night. The Rebbe explained that the main reason of this minhag is to enable the children to give tzedakah, for what else does a child need money for? At a farbrengen, the Rebbe explained that from Chanukah we learn the necessity to continuously add in Torah mitzvahs. Just like we increase in lighting an additional candle each night, during Chanukah one should add in tzedakah and learning Torah. Through the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, one merits the lights of Torah. May we see the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi now.